And even the name itself, the idea of sistering being used in construction, which for me makes me think of foundation, right? And so much of what I hear conveyed through the music is the stories, again, of your origins, where you've been, who's touched your life. I am going to bring this interview to life on Mother's Day. It's a very special time. And so, within my own origin, my mother was paramount to my foundation. And, so many of us have our own unique coming to life and how our mothers either were part of that or not, right? Some have lost their mothers or some have had obviously a profound impact. I'm in a woman's group. We meet weekly for years. We've come together. It's sort of been an evolving group, but one of the things we talk about is becoming our mothers and what that means. And how to embrace the best of our mothers. And so,
That's so
curious. I
powerful.
love that.
That's
That's really
so,
powerful.
oh, Bonnie, that is.
I
really love that because you know what? This is the first time I realized, sisters, all of our mothers have passed on and have transitioned as ancestors. And so our sistering is a very important manifestation of our becoming our mothers and each other. I remember when my mother passed, one of my best friends gave me a book called Motherless Daughters. And it was a collection of stories of women who had lost their mothers at different ages. Some of them were 80, some of them were 8 years old. And what that means, you know, what it looks like when you are a woman who walks into a room. I remember thinking, as a woman, when I walk into a room, I was 29 when my mother passed, made her transition. I remember feeling like all the women knew something I didn't because my mother was no longer on the earth, right? So the sistering, that construction term has its meaning, but these are my foundational pillars, these three women.
No, and thank you for saying that, Lenora. And I know sometimes friends and family get annoyed with me because I'm quoting my mama all the time. You know, and you realize when they're gone, the wisdom, not, I never took for granted. And I tell people she was a feminist and probably never knew that word, you know, teaching us to be self-sufficient and independent and following your dreams and knowing who you are. And I'd just like to add that, for example, this so much of our work and our compositions, so many of them are autobiographical. My song Follow the Stream, it's for parents and children and grandparents. It starts out, the line goes, "You mean the world to me. We share true love rarely found. A sweet breath of spring, you bring joy when you're around." And I remember just that the look on my mom's face when we come home from college or she hadn't seen you in a while. And now that we have children and grandchildren or nieces and nephews, sort of that love, that maternal love, whether you've had a child, you know, from your body, but you have helped birth and raise other family members, there is something so unique about the relationship between a beloved and someone you feel that you are mothering or sistering.
I just wanted to jump in and say what you were saying, Lois, really made me remember the vibrational aspect of the sound of our mother's voices. I so remember the sound of her voice as she did all her, you know, chores throughout the day, or as she was cooking or anything. And I feel like that's part of how we're continuing on. It's like this vibrational aspect of just the sound of their voices and their mother's voices. It's like all continuing through us. And you're right, I haven't had my own biological child, but the feeling of mothering through making sound and through sharing that is something that feels second nature to me and just as true as any other thing.
We are all mothers. We all have mothers. And when we think about it, your sister relationship generally walks you through your life. Your mother comes for a time, but your sisters walk with you through your life. That doesn't mean it's not always the case, but in many cases, generationally, your sisters have great meaning. And we don't have much information or study about sibling loss or about sibling relationships and how they... I just read a study, though, that said your relationship with your sister counts for more emotional health and heft than other relationships, because they are right there. They lower your stress hormones just with that phone call. And I don't mean necessarily just biological sisters. I mean anyone who stands in that role.
Right.
And anyone who understands this matrilineal line like we all do. Lenora had us intoning in her song, A Thousand Grandmothers. I felt fire going through my bones.
Oh my goodness.
I felt some ancestors. I was like, oh, I haven't talked to you in a long time. You know, and some that I didn't recognize. They were new spiritual entities that flowed. I'm telling you, Bonnie, don't fool around with mama. If you better know what you're doing.
Mm.
Because that was some real medicine. Moaning,
so
humming, you know, all of those things came up through the soles of my feet and up and out of my mouth. And I pray. I mean, you were there. You were there.
That, you know, it's funny, too, you say that, Nina. This is Lenora. Because the title of A Thousand Grandmothers came from poetry. I don't remember exactly where, but the image of it, the visual image of a thousand grandmothers, because grandmothers' prayers are different from mother's prayers. And I'm thinking, if I really want to be undergirded, I want a, not only my grandmother and your grandmother, I want a thousand grandmothers holding me. And the energy that way, I know that I am held. And those kids on that stage, so we had generations of voices singing. And the students who were from the other schools even, they were like, I said, if y'all have a grandmother, you could sing along. Mm-hmm. So they wanted to be included because it felt that powerful. So the mother principle is important, and the sistering principle. You're right, Nina, because my older and younger sister, I can call them at 4 a.m., the middle of a, right before going on stage, and they could set me right or tell me to sit down somewhere and stop, you know, freaking out.
Lenora, no, mine, the first thing she say, let us pray. Then we pray. No, see, my sister said, what you doing this evening? You gonna do this? Let us pray. I said, okay.
I love it. I love that. Well, in speaking of prayer, you know, Nina and I have talked before. I've interviewed her a couple of times. And that being said, I ended up on the mailing list and have been following North Star for many years. I receive into my inbox their happenings, you know, the events going on. And I love that thread.